I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A group of grassroots organizations, churches, community education centers, even hip-hop impresario Russell Simmons, have joined forces to launch a $15 million voter registration drive among low-income voters this year. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, what do they mean, low-income voters?
Well, they're defining it as households with annual incomes of less than $30,000. And these are voters who really don't have much of a history of high turnout. There are 23 million low-income voters, and in the 2000 presidential election, about 38% of them voted. And what this group is arguing is that these low-income voters should be thought of as the swing vote for this year's election, not the usual middle-class swing voters, but people making, as I said, less than $30,000 a year.
So how do these groups plan to convince politicians that these voters are worth going after if, as you say, they don't normally actually go to the polls?
Well, Henry Fernandez, who's the board chair of this, what they're calling a campaign for community change, says he thinks that there is a sense on the part of politicians of why should I go after the low-income voter if they're so much less likely to vote, as you said. But he says going after this vote may actually be more fruitful than others.
There are so many low-income voters who are not voting that, in fact, it may be significantly easier to swing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of low-income voters around the country simply by getting them to come to the polls, as opposed to having to craft very, very specific messages to middle-income and higher-income voters who are much less likely to switch their vote anyway.
So basically, he says, we're going to go spend $15 million to mobilize these voters, so you won't have to do much to woo them.
There have been efforts in the past to get low-income voters out. So what are they going to do? What are their specific plans to get these people to really start voting?
Well, they say that basically the methods of targeting middle-class swing voters aren't going to work. They're not going to play with low-income voters, like the usual mass media campaigns that we're all bombarded with every election season. They say that person-to-person contact, repeated door-to-door efforts by what he called a trusted messenger, not even necessarily the candidate, him or herself, but someone who comes from the community, that is key. And, of course, a targeted message that focuses on low-income issues, economic issues like a lack of jobs and access to health care. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're going to look into who the big winners might be if, as the president wants, the government starts funneling more money into space exploration.
Well, thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.